from KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning to you from San Francisco. I'm John Sepulvedo. We are in the 26th day of the partial government shutdown, and federal employees are starting to feel the pain. TSA agents and other workers protested in LA and Sacramento on Wednesday, calling for an end to the shutdown. Capital Public Radio's Nadine Sabai went to the Sacramento airport and sent us this report.
TSA officer James Mudrock is angry.
We're tired of being hostages for things, stupid stunts like this. And we want those paychecks. We deserve those paychecks. We've earned those paychecks.
That's right.
Our people can't go without them.
Mudrock and around two dozen other protesters chanted outside a terminal in the wind and rain. They blame Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and President Donald Trump for the shutdown that's impacted about 800,000 workers nationwide. Phil Miedema is one of them. He's a 68-year-old federal employee who was supposed to retire in December, but the shutdown held up his paperwork.
I'm not spending money. In fact, I was concerned just driving out here, wasting the gas, and have to pay for parking so I could have my voice heard. My lifestyle is just on total hold.
Miedema has 1 month's savings. After that, he says he'll have to take out a loan to pay next month's bills. For the California Report, I'm Nadine Sabai in Sacramento.
Of course, President Trump and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell say the problem is with Democrats, that they're not funding a border wall. Congressional Democrats, meanwhile, are highlighting some of the problems in other areas because of the government shutdown, including in Native American communities. Congress members Barbara Lee and Eric Swalwell from the Bay Area say the federal government shutdown is hurting reservations and natural resources. KQED's Sonia Hudson reports.
Lee, Swalwell, and other Democratic members of Congress held a hearing on Tuesday to discuss those impacts. Lee says basic services for Native Americans have been impacted by the shutdown.
Daily life has been interrupted, including health care services, food programs, and general maintenance of tribal lands. This is really a slap in the face to these families.
Lee and Swalwell also say the government should protect its national parks, but furloughing its workers has led to overflowing trash and vandalism. For the California Report, I'm Sonia Hudson.
Let's go now to the town of Paradise. California lawmakers from both sides of the aisle are expected to spend the day at the epicenter of the campfire, viewing the devastation for the first time. This tour comes as PG&E looks towards these very same lawmakers for help with a bankruptcy. Here's KQED's Lily Jamali.
For many of the 18 state lawmakers visiting Butte County, today will be their first in-person glimpse at just how much work there is left to do, 2 months after the campfire tore through. Water quality, emergency response, and of course, housing are just some of the issues Paradise and surrounding communities are grappling with. Assemblyman James Gallagher, whose district includes the burn area, will help lead colleagues on the tour.
You know, I think it's really important for policymakers to really see the devastation firsthand, because I don't think a video or, you know, or watching it on a television program really can really show you all the different aspects of this.
Lawmakers will also get an up-close look at one of the most extensive debris cleanup projects in recent memory. The tour comes as all eyes are on the legislature and any sign that they might move to prop up PG&E. The utility's equipment is being investigated for its possible role in igniting the fire. For the California Report, I'm Lily Jamali.
The Diocese of Santa Rosa has published a list of priests accused of sexual misconduct with minors. This comes on the heels of a growing number of dioceses naming alleged abusers. But is this an act of remorse or a church trying to get ahead of a reckoning? KQED's Sarah Hussaini reports.
The church says the 39 clergymen it named over the weekend were credibly accused or convicted of abusing around 100 children, as well as vulnerable adults, since 1962. Bishop Robert Fascia says the move was prompted by the Pennsylvania grand jury report last August, which determined the Catholic Church conspired to cover up abuse in that state.
In some ways, we felt we had dealt with this, and we have all of these active programs in our parishes for the screening of volunteers and employees. This is a moment to say, wait a minute, if we've grown complacent in our activities, this is a wake-up call.
not listed as credibly accused by this internal review, laymen, two bishops, and six priests that the church says it cannot or should not include. Joy Piscatelli is with the Northern California chapter of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP. He's glad the list includes Santa Rosa priests who allegedly offended elsewhere, but he says this effort is mostly just damage control.
When attorney generals or grand juries do investigations, they find a lot more information and put it out there than the church does. So I think they're trying to circumvent that.
11 of California's 12 dioceses are being sued on behalf of victims around the state, and the California Attorney General's Office is currently collecting information on clergy abuse through its website. For the California Report, I'm Sarah Hosseini.
25 years ago today, the Northridge quake rocked Southern California. It killed 57 people. It cost more than $20 billion in damages, making it the costliest earthquake in U.S. history. Homes and buildings fell across the San Fernando Valley, and portions of major freeways collapsed.
The force of the quake shut down power grids, plunging thousands of households into darkness. Gas lines ruptured and fires raced out of control in heavily populated residential communities. Five homes were consumed instantly when this gas main exploded, sending flames 100 feet into the air.
The devastation of the quake prompted many changes to public policy, including building codes and emergency response.
Support for the California Report comes from Personal Capital, offering wealth management and online financial tools to help customers manage their money with transparency and control. More information at personalcapital.com. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose Fund for Strategic Innovation supports transformative ideas that benefit humanity while protecting the natural world, recognizing through science the interdependence of all living systems.
Last bit of news, we are watching the fact that teachers in Los Angeles and school district officials agreed to meet again at the bargaining table. This is the first time the two sides have agreed since a major teacher strike began on Monday. LA Mayor Eric Garcetti's office announced the two sides will begin discussions today at LA City Hall. We'll keep an eye on that, tell you about it tomorrow. As for today, this has been the California Report. Have a great day.